Welcome to Between the Lines, where we journey beyond the surface of Scripture with hosts David and Jonathan. Get ready to deepen your faith as we uncover the hidden gems of the Bible. Without further ado, here's our show.
All right, you're here with David and Jonathan on WBFF 97.7, Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, where we go through methodically and slowly and just devour this amazing book. Never in my life have I had so much fun and pleasure and peace as reading this book. And if you listen to some of the past episodes, Jonathan and I have a good time in here with God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
We are not taking it lightly. God's Word in places, it will bring you to total laughter in some places, bring you to tears in others. Great power in this book in all avenues. This is God's Word. But some of the stuff in the Old Testament on how these people just continually ignored the blessings of God after seeing the mighty miracles of God is almost comical. And you can have a good time reading God's Word. He doesn't mind. He's the God of love, the God of joy. You don't have to put your stately suit on and stand at attention while you read a verse. But God just wants you to read it, you know. We're in the book of Zechariah today, and we just come out of the book of Haggai, and just a little, you know, Haggai was the prophet that came when Zerubbabel was the governor over the children of Israel after they had come out of Babylon, after their 80 years of incarceration. They're rebuilding. God commanded them to rebuild the temple. And then two months after Haggai had given his prophecy to Zerubbabel, Zechariah gets a prophecy. And we're going to start right here in Zechariah chapter 1. And Zechariah has so much information. I bid you to read it at least 150 times. There's so much in here. It's, everything from the fact that Satan has access to heaven, the two witnesses that will stand before the God of the earth, four spirits of God, millennial reign of Christ. Spirits released from hell by Jesus when he went and preached to them. Israel realizing who the Messiah is during the Great Tribulation period. New Jerusalem. Zechariah is full of everything. Chapter 1, in the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, The Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore say thou unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye now from your evil ways, from your evil doings. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord, your fathers. Where are they, and the prophets? Do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, Like as the Lord of hosts, though I do unto us according to our ways and according to our doings, so hath he dealt with us. Upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Sebat, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, Let's just stop right there for a second. At the end of Haggai, God told him, I'm erasing the entire slate. You guys, I brought you back out of Babylon. Your fathers were put there for punishment. I'm bringing you back. I got you established in the land. Things are good. Rebuild my house and follow me with all your heart or else. Brand new slate. Just like you have, Christian, every morning when you wake up. Brand new slate. Follow me with all your heart and you will be blessed. Well, 2 months later, Zechariah's come up and God says, y'all better straighten up. Nobody paid any attention.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8, I saw by night and behold a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees, and where in the bottom and behind him were there red horses speckled in white. Then said I, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel that talked with me said unto me, I will show thee what these be. And the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are they whom the Lord hath sent to walk to and fro through the earth. Interesting. And they answered the angel of the Lord that stood among the myrtle trees and said, we have walked to and fro through the earth. Behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest. And the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah against which thou hast had indignation these 70 years? 70 years. Speaking of the time they were in Babylon and the city and the nations of Israel and Judah were vacant. The Lord answered the angel that talked with me for good words and comfortable words. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy, and I am sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease. For I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. Therefore thus saith the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through the prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. He's saying the exact same thing that Haggai had come and said. Rebuild the temple. I'm going to put these people back on the map. And Haggai said, God said, I've erased all my memory of what you've done. Start over today. Then lifted I up mine eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And we discussed this back in Daniel. You know, a lot of times animals with prowess, goats and lions and all, they're in prophecy, they refer to a nation. And the horn on that animal will refer to the government. And it can be a small horn, a weak government, or a large horn, a strong government. Or in the case of the Antichrist, a small horn with a big mouth. A small horn speaking great things. So he's seeing these four horns. So these are the nations, the four nations which had tormented the nation of Israel. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. And said I, what come these to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. But these are come to fray them, to cast them out. The horns of the Gentiles which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. I'm going to wipe them out. Chapter 2, book of Zechariah. I lifted up mine eyes again and looked, and beheld a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then said I, whither goest thou? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof, and what is the length thereof. And behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him, and said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein.
Sorry to interrupt. Is that the Johnny Cash song, When a Man Comes Around?
When the Man Comes Around.
Is that who we're talking about here? No, he's got a plumb line.
It is similar, but no, that will be Christ on the last day.
Right.
When the man comes around. For I say it, the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord, for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, saith the Lord. Where did we just go, Jonathan? Mm-hmm. We went from their time to the end times Jerusalem there.
Yes, sir.
It will not be walled. I mean, the king of Babylon, Cyrus, had commanded them to go and rebuild their walls. This says there will be no walls. Let's start with four again. With the consideration in your mind, this is the last days. God rebuilds the kingdom and brings down the city of Jerusalem. And said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. It will be a glorious time. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and I will be the glory in the midst of her. That is when God brings down his city onto the new earth. Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. And that is referring to 70 AD when the Romans sacked the city of Jerusalem and the entire nation of Israel was scattered to the four winds. And we know it now. They were scattered for, 2048 years.
Yes, sir.
They were scattered. Not even that. 1980 some years. Okay, mathematics was never my prowess. They were scattered. In 1948, 47, the nation of Israel was rebuilt. And this is what he's saying here. Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord, for I have spread you abroad for the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. Everyone come back together. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. And we talk about this a lot. The nation of Israel was God's special people. Not his only people. He never excluded anyone. There are multiple covenants in this book. Even in the book of Revelation, there are covenants that apply to other peoples. When Christ was gone after his resurrection, he said, his disciples said, where were you? I was with my other sheep. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very complex. But Christian, you won't be the only one in God's kingdom. But through Christ, you will have access to God. No man cometh to the Father but by me. There are those in God's kingdom that never see the Father. It's a little bit of a play on words. You have to understand God's kingdom is vast. Read about the seven churches in Revelation. You'll understand those are seven types of persons, seven types of spirits, seven types of hearts that either follow after God or don't, or follow after God in various amounts.
Parable of the sower.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not saying you can get into God's kingdom any other ways. The Bible does say, once you know of my son, that is the only doorway. You know, you ever wondered how these people who've never heard the name of Jesus Christ have any chance? And I know Pastor Bob said, no, they're on their way to hell.
Not true.
No. God has made a way for everyone that he placed here. And it all amounts to the heart. But the Bible does say, once you know who Jesus Christ is, he is the only door. For behold, I will shake mine hand upon them, and they shall be a spoil to their servants. Ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me. And you know what? Horribly, and I still feel bad about this. I have preached that years ago. What about the people that never... And I would say... Well, God will make sure they hear about him.
Right. Right.
And then I read the book for myself hundreds of times through. And I see God makes a way. And it all has to do with the heart.
He is the way maker.
But like I said, once you do hear of Christ and understand who he is, that is the only way. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee. Thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto thee. And the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the holy land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Chapter 3.
Oh, no, I was just thinking, is that the space of the silence now, that I talk about?
Oh, be quiet, flesh.
Right.
Like the Spirit of God is here.
And the whole world goes, shh.
Yeah. Chapter 3, Book of Zechariah. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Who is that Joshua there? I almost called you Joshua.
Oh, that's fine. That's Jesus.
Yes, it is. Capital J. And what is Satan doing in heaven? Oh my gosh, how did Satan get in? He must have slipped between the fence.
Right. Like God's not aware that he's there.
Book of Job said God called the sons of God before him one day and Satan was among them. He has access to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Till midway through the tribulation period and God finally casts him out because the testing period is almost over. Satan has one final chance, not only his spirit here in this world, his physical presence in this world. And believe me, when his physical presence comes here, it gets really bad. That's when you will see your rapture, Christian. You will go through the first half of the tribulation period. And if there's one thing I could preach over and over again, is you must look and you must know that you will go through turmoil and hardship. You will be persecuted. Pastor Bob said you're going to be taken out of here before that. Your clothes are going to be neatly folded on the seat you were sitting on. No, it's not going to happen. And the Bible even says there'll be a great falling away because everyone is expecting that. You will go through it. You must have your heart prepared because if you're going through persecution, and Pastor Bob told you, I better stop saying Bob. There might be a Pastor Bob local here.
I mean, you could be being compelled by the Holy Spirit to use that name too.
All right, it is Pastor Bob. I was told that I wouldn't go through this. God would take us out of here. Maybe nothing Pastor Bob said is right. You know, the great falling away, the doubt. Anything that Satan can use. He's using the church in so many ways. Churches, denominations are accepting horrible debauchery. Sodomites accepting transsexuals into their congregations. You know, yes, please. In fact, in the Cowboy Church here years ago, one was visiting. One of my members got offended and quit because I wouldn't make him leave. I'm not going to make him leave. Is he going to join the church? No, absolutely not. But I hope he hears something in there that will change his heart. Sinners are the ones that need to fill the church pews. You know?
Sinners are the ones that Christ sat with at a table to eat with.
Yes, absolutely. He didn't come for the well ones.
Yeah. Look at what
I mean, if the church were packed one day and we couldn't fit any more in, I would ask members to go outside and let the guests come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only the Pharisees said, oh, look at him, he's sitting with prostitutes
yes.
and thieves yeah. and people that are just garbage.
Yeah. They were the ones that needed him.
Yeah.
Chapter 3, and he showed me Joshua, he showed me Jesus, the mm-hmm. high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. And Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Interesting. Only God himself can rebuke Satan. So many preachers, you know, you can rebuke his minions. What did Michael the archangel say in Jude? When disputing with Satan about the body of Moses, Satan wanted the body of Moses. If he could have reanimated the body of Moses, he could have done great destruction.
Oh, yeah.
And God took it off, had it taken off and hidden. And Michael says, I dare not rebuke you. You have higher status than I. You know? Now, Joshua was clothed, Jesus was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. Why was Jesus in filthy garments? Because you and I piled our sin on him. On the sinless one on the cross. He bare it all. Everything wrong that you've ever done. Every sin that you've ever committed. Every crime that you've ever committed. That's why God turned his face away from him while he was on the cross. He became filthy. Just a bastion of sin. that you and I piled on him. And God says, I will give him a change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. The angel of the Lord stood by, and the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house. Thou shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, O Joshua, Jesus, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch, my own son of God, my own right hand. Is that branch in giant letters in your Bible?
Yes, all caps.
Interesting. The root of David, the Redeemer. For behold, and you see and hear God telling him, even telling Christ, walk in my statutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because he could have been when he was tempted by Satan, he could have.
Oh, yeah.
He could have. But he fasted for 40 days to have the inner man, the spirit man, placed in the heart by God, because the mind is contrary to the will of God. He wanted absolute control of this flesh. There wasn't even a hesitation. As soon as Satan spake his temptation, Christ answered with the word of God.
Yeah, not what he made up or thought up.
No.
Or studied or this, that, or the other. He went straight to the word.
With the word.
Right.
The branch, for behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. The seven spirits of heaven will see all things and report back to this Christ. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall ye carry every man his neighbor under the vine, and under the fig tree there will be a wondrous time in the land. Chapter 4, book of Zechariah. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as the man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, what seest thou? So many times angels ask that.
This is a test.
And you're sleeping there, and he wakes you up and says, what seest thou?
Still trying to
get my eyes over here. And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and his seven pipes in the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof.
That's straight out of the Revelation.
Yes, it is.
Amongst the candlesticks.
The candlesticks, the seven spirits of God.
Yep, even the two trees.
Yes, the two olive trees, the two witnesses that stand before the God of the earth and preach.
Yep.
And there's nothing the Antichrist can do about it.
Yeah, except for listen.
Yes.
Because he knows it is his judgment.
And it drives him crazy.
Yep.
Every time he flicks on the television, they're on it.
Yep.
He even told CNN to get him off of there,
yep.
And they can't.
Nope. We pulled the plug out the wall, and it's still playing.
Yes, it's still playing. Zechariah is an amazing book. So what are, let's see. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? How do you know not what these be? You're a man of God. And I said, no, my Lord. And he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
That's one of my favorite verses out of this whole book.
Yes.
Right there.
Absolutely. Ain't nothing you can do by your own might and your own power. And the day you think so, pride has come into you and the Spirit of God has exited.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned.